This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. Well, now that a new farm bill has passed through the House and moved on to the Senate, many are asking if the two chambers can now agree on enough to get this done. Riley Beshue, vice president at the Northwest Horticultural Council, says it's very good news, and he's looking forward to it coming up for consideration in the Senate.
I would say overall, it's definitely pretty positive. You know, it extends the market access program, which will be additive to additional trade promotion funding that was provided through the budget reconciliation process last year. The Washington Apple Commission, Northwest Cherries, Pear Bureau Northwest all use those funds matched with grower dollars to promote and market tree fruit in our export markets.
And Beshue says, let's not forget the valuable research that's also done.
Research is really important as well. It's a critical component of what growers, you know, fits into the formula for growers in terms of what they need to address new pests, other concerns. And so the specialty crop block grant program, specialty crop research initiative, both of those are programs that our industry has used in the past to help address priority research needs.
Beshue says he thinks there's some positive momentum behind the farm bill right now, and so he's optimistic that Congress can make enough progress to get this across the finish line.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.